Hello and welcome to the podcast. My name is Andrew Biter, and today we're going to be talking about undermatching in college students. Just a quick refresher for those of you who haven't been following us, student undermatching is the term for behavior in which mostly less affluent, highly qualified high school students choose not to enroll in a college or an institution that matches their qualifications. So basically, for some reason, they choose to go usually to a community college because of either financial situation or because they were given bad information by their guidance counselors or, you know, similar reasons like that. Now, if you just look around campus, you can find all sorts of sources that support people are in community college that shouldn't be there. So if you look at CPCC's website, they've got a poster up right now that's from UNC Charlotte telling them about a day where community college students can come and just talk to academic advisors or anyone else that they want to talk to and maybe move into UNC Charlotte because UNC Charlotte will meet their academic needs better than CPCC will. There's also a grant at UNC Charlotte that is helping people stay here who can't really afford to be here. So it's aimed actually toward higher upperclassmen, but it's still helping people who wouldn't be able to stay in college just because of a financial reason. Another big reason that people choose community colleges over universities is because they got bad information from their guidance counselor about the opportunities that are available to them. So I actually did an interview with my buddy Walter, who goes to CPCC, and here's what he had to say. Hey Walter, how's it going?
Good, thanks for asking.
All right, man. So just to be clear, you were an A's and B's student in high school and you really wanted to go to UNCC, but your guidance counselor told you that your grades would have to be better and that you would really have to know what you wanted to major in. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So now that you're in CPCC, do you have any plans of transferring out?
Yeah, and I wish I knew the admissions requirements when I was in high school, because right now I'm not at the place where I would like to be, and I just don't have enough resources to really learn the actual opportunities I had.
Okay, so, you know, I totally get that, man. Having little to no resources kind of sucks. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Well, I am a first-generation college student, so I was also at a disadvantage because my parents didn't know the admissions requirements also, so I was at a disadvantage there.
Okay, well, thanks for letting me talk to you, man.
All right, no problem, man.
Walter was right about not having the resources that he needs. In a article from The Atlantic about how America's two-tiered education system is perpetuating inequality, the author writes that if you add up the value of the direct and indirect help it receives, including tax breaks, Princeton gets about $54,000 a year per student in federal subsidies. Jeez. The College of New Jersey, a public institution that's 12 miles away, receives a total of somewhere around $1,600 a year per student in federal and state subsidies. So there's a really big difference in funding between universities and between community colleges. Another thing that Walter was right about was that he really didn't have the counseling that he needed. A study done by Harvard researchers found that students in lower income areas are much less likely to even meet with a guidance counselor over four times in their fall semester of high school than students in suburban high schools. So about 17% of students in lower income areas see their counselor four times, whereas somewhere around 55.5% saw their counselor four or more times when they're in suburban high schools. Another thing that Walter didn't touch on that I think is really important is that universities are way less expensive than community colleges. So I was talking to Bert Ray, who's a professor at UNC Charlotte, and he also spent some time in a community college. And while he was in that community college, he said he met a lot of people who were very capable of succeeding at a four-year college, but most of them just simply could not afford to attend the college that would meet their needs. We also talked a little bit about self-image and how that plays a part in where you go to college. And he said, according to a perceived self-image of yourself, sometimes it's misunderstood as simply not being ready for college or as the student being, you know, too scared to leave home. And then they end up staying with their parents for a while longer, which holds them back from getting the education that they really need. All right, well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next time.